Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry here on 100.7 WHUD, and this week I'm talking to senior track and cross-country star at Mamaroneck High School, Matthew Daugherty. So hi, and welcome to the show, Matt, and congratulations on the award.
Thank you.
Excited to be here. Oh, great. Well, that's what I like to hear. And also with us is your coach, Coach Bob Morrissey. How are you doing this morning, Coach?
I'm doing great. Great to be here.
All right. So, like I said, congratulations on the award, but also congratulations on the fact that this past Saturday, you became the New York State champion in the 1,000 meter for the second year in a row at the New York State Track and Field Championships in Staten Island, correct?
Yes, I did.
Now, my question of you is, what was it like defending that championship? I mean, winning it twice is pretty impressive, you know, doing a repeat. Did you feel any pressure going in, saying to yourself, man, can I do this again?
I mean, like, I don't want to say that, like, the first time was a fluke, but, you know, like, it was like I was coming in as a junior last year to States, and it was like the confidence level was a little bit lower, and it came kind of as a surprise with the win. But I knew coming in this year that, like, I need to be the defending state champ. I can't just win my junior year and then lose senior year. So, you know, I had the confidence from the training created by my coaches, Coach Morrissey and Coach LaRosa, to, you know, help me create workouts, you know, help from my teammates and my family to, you know, give me the confidence that I can do to win that back-to-back state title.
Oh, that's great, man. That's great. And obviously that worked out well for you. And I see that the time that you put in, 2:30, put you in the top 25 nationally. And then also when it comes to the 1,000 meter in the Section 1 championship, you ran an even better time of 2:28, which I guess was number 9. So that's a pretty rarefied air. You've got, you know, you're kind of sitting in there when it comes to nationally ranked stuff.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, it's really cool being able to, like, it's like freshman year. I would never, ever expect to be at that high level. You know, I'm always checking like the rankings of like the top in the nation. And now seeing myself in the top 10 is unreal.
Yeah, that was one of the questions I was going to ask that you just answered was, you know, how does that feel, especially from where you may have been, like you said, as a freshman? But yeah, that's got to feel tremendous that all that hard work has got you looking at being in the top 10. Nice. Now, it says you were undefeated in the 1,000 meter for the 22-23 track season. How many thousands did you race?
I think I ran like one like time trial one at the beginning of the year at RCC, Rockland Community College, but I think a total of just a 4, because half of the year I was doing the 1600 and the mile and wanted to get a good time in that. But by the time champion season rolled around, I knew like what the 1K was, you know, the thing I wanted to do. So I think just a total of 4.
Okay. All right. Well, still I have 4-0 in that. That's nice. And I did see here when it comes to the 1600 meter that you just mentioned there, that you set a school record and also the second fastest time in the 1600 in the state this year.
Yeah.
Again, against rarefied air seems to be your spot. So
I guess so.
Nicely done. Now, when it comes to this particular season with those state championships in Staten Island last weekend, now, is that done? Are you done now for this portion of the running season? And then what is next? Is it cross country in the spring? What do you do next?
So, yeah, I was considering doing New Balance Nationals over in Boston, which would require me to do like one more week of training. But I just really wanted to, you know, like, I feel like I ended my indoor season on such a high note, and I wanted to, you know, get some rest in my body, take a good week off, and then start the spring season of my senior year, which might, you know, in my personal opinion, just be like the most exciting season for any runner ever. So, you know, I feel like I just want to get at the maximum time of rest and just get prepared for that spring season to, you know, if anything, just drop PRs, because what else is there really to do?
Right, exactly. And I think that's a grand idea. Plus, you know, there's no reason for you not to, one, give yourself a break, but also, two, just to be able to reflect a little bit, you know, without just, you know, turning right back around the next day and saying, let's keep this going. No, you got to, you know, take a second to soak it all in. Now, I also see here that you've been a captain for a couple of years now with the team. And I've asked this of a couple of other runners that I've had on the show here. First of all, as the captain of the team, how do you feel being the guy that that everybody looks to? And you ready for this? To pace the squad. I know that was pretty pretty bad, huh? But anyway, do you feel any pressure being a captain for, you know, the team looking to you for leadership?
I wouldn't say pressure. I mean, just because like especially our distance squad, we're so tight knit. So it's not like, it's, you know, it's not like anything abnormal. I'm just talking to them as if they're my guys or, you know, my boys, my friends. And like, you know, captaining the squad, it's kind of new just because I think I've only been a captain this year, but, you know, I've been hanging out with the captains all 4 years. I understand what it takes to be a captain, what I need to do. And, you know, I would say, I mean, like I would say that with track, it's kind of easier to be a captain than other sports just because, you know, like if they have a question about running, you know, it's not that deep, it's running, but overcoming those questions and, you know, talking to the guys to motivate them. It's just, if anything, it's just been fun.
But you did lead me to one of the questions I do ask often is, what did you learn when you were younger from the captains that you were hanging out with then? Is there anything in particular that you've been able to bring forward? And are there any of the young runners right now who you've seen some real improvement in that you're proud of, that maybe your captainship has helped with?
Yeah, I think really it's just like the motivation part. Like track is a very mental sport, and that's something that I sometimes challenge with a lot. And like, I think like just having like a good captain that like right before a race can huddle the guys up, whether it be cross country, which is more team oriented, or like before like a big 1600 or big, you know, sectionals race and track, like just to like get you guys all in a circle and just to like, you know, talk you guys up, motivate them, like show them that like nothing can beat them. And like, you know, now I have a crew of like little me's when I was a freshman. Now like I have a ton of, you know, freshmen and sophomores, juniors, seniors, even seniors. Yeah. Like my friend, Sam Carrillo, who's joined the team 2 years ago. Like he always asks for, you know, motivation and advice. So it's just, if anything, it's just fun being able to motivate the guys like some captains did to me back in the day.
Oh, without a doubt. And this is another thing that I do ask of runners, because I've always been curious when it comes to, say, distance running. What is it? Is there anything in particular that occupies your mind while you're running for that, you know, for that long distance?
Are you talking about during a race or just like...
Like say cross country when you've got a longer race, and, you know, I mean, yes, there is a team nature to it, like you said, but there's also, you know, it's certainly an individual sport. Is there anything that in particular that you may think about while you're running that longer race?
I mean, it depends. If it's cross country, then it's just, I want this to end. It hurts. Follow my teammate and sprint. But, you know, if I'm just like on a run with my teammates, my guys, like on like a medium, normal, long day, you know, we're just talking.
Okay.
Yeah. Track, I think the beauty of the sport is that probably one of the best bonding sports a person can be in.
All right. And coach, you've been coaching Matt for how long now?
5 years.
The entire time. Okay. So
yeah, the entire time.
What's it been like to coach Matt and see where he's gone from when he started with you to where he is now?
Well, we've seen tremendous growth from the time he started in middle school. We knew he had a lot of talent. But along the way, there's been injuries and there's been some difficulties, but he's worked really hard and he's been a great leader on the team. He's being modest about his leadership abilities. He's friendly. He's outgoing. He's just really a great motivator for the other kids on the team as well, because he works really hard and he's had tremendous success, and it's a great motivator for the kids younger than he is. And he's also a great friend to a lot of the distance runners that he runs with.
I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with track and cross country star at Mamaroneck High School, Matthew Daugherty. Now, Matt, this award comes with it is also the academic side of things, and it looks like you've got that pretty much covered, especially with where you're heading off to college. You got a 95 average, 5 AP classes, and a couple of honors courses before you're done with this particular school year. And when it comes to the classwork, anything your favorite? What strikes your fancy the most?
Actually, never really thought about it. I think possibly, I think like either biology or Euro. I'm not like really a reading English type person, but like those like European history is really interesting to me. Probably AP biology.
Okay. And have there been any classes in, let's say, the last couple of years, maybe something in elective or the next level up on something that kind of surprised you that you suddenly said, whoa, this was way cooler than I thought it was going to be?
Yeah. I call myself an elective hopper because I took computer science for 3 years, then took art for 1 year. And then now I'm doing video, and probably video is the most surprising of them all just because it's fun. you know, you're not really writing papers, you're just creating with your imagination. And I think that's a really cool concept.
Oh, which is fantastic. And that's also, you know, the video thing. I mean, it's very current. I mean, that's, you know, that's something that's there right now. That's the world we live in. So that's a very cool elective. Now, when I mentioned as to where you're going to school earlier, I see that you attracted the attention of a number of schools as a scholar athlete, a bunch of Ivy Leagues, as a matter of fact, but you decided to run at Brown University. Where did that decision come from? Why did you finally say, all right, you know, Brown's it?
Well, like, you know, like a lot of athletes who commit to college, you know, it's like a big process. You have to go through multiple different schools. And when I, like, you know, I went on to a ton of visits, some in the Ivy League. And just like when I went to Brown, I don't know. I just remember like walking down the campus and just being happy. Like I just remember like feeling like a cozy feeling. Providence is a sick town to be in. You know, you're right by the water. You're in Rhode Island. It's similar, the weather, climate, area to the place I live in. And one of my teammates, Jason Markopoulos, who graduated last year, is running at Brown right now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So we got a pair there and we also have a pair going to Amherst. So it's all, I think just Brown, it was kind of meant to be.
Okay. Well, congratulations there. You know, you in the Ivy League, very nice. And I also see that you're vice president of the school's executive board, 3 years in the student council. You're the president of the social events committee. What's on the agenda for you all right now on the social events committee? What's on top of the list?
Actually, you happen to call us on a holiday. Today is Lumberjack Day in our school, and in about 30 minutes there's going to be a pancake eating contest, so yeah, I have to attend to. Not saying that's more important than this, but
hey, what are you kidding me? I'll drop this interview right now and join you for the pancake eating contest for God's sake. I love Lumberjack Day.
Yeah, no, it's actually heavily celebrated. If you like walk through the halls right now, you'll probably like maybe like every step, 7 out of 8 kids are wearing a flannel. So if anything's just for defense and executive, you know, it's, yeah, well, person right here is wearing it. It's making fun school events for everyone to participate in.
That's fantastic. And coach, you'll probably get the song that's sitting in my head right now, because I suddenly started singing the Lumberjack song from Monty Python when you said that. So I also see Matt. Yes, it's another reference, just like my name being a cereal that you're not going to get, Matt. Yeah, I know. Sorry. But anyway, I also noticed that you worked as a camp counselor, Larchmont Shore Club, for the last couple of summers. That had to be some fun. Nice little break for you.
Oh yeah, no. Working as a camp counselor, I think that's just been like it's just a fun job. Tiring at times, taking care of 18 4 to 5 year olds.
Yeah, that would be tiring. Yeah,
definitely. But you know, like I think like a part of it is just like having like fun coworkers. It's a job where you can, you know, go into a swimming pool and run around, which is fun for any kid from ages 4 to my age 18.
Yeah, of course.
It's a break, but you know, it's a job.
Right. But still it's a fun job. So that's a good thing. Now, with all that you've got going on, is there anything in particular that you do to try to manage it all?
Yeah. I mean, if anything, it's just like more of like a mindset. I think like, you know, track, as important as it is to me, I think it's half of the job. And if anything is less time consuming than the school part, I mean, you're at school for what, 7 hours a day and then you have homework. So I think it should be, you know, 50 to 60% of like what you care about as a person. So, you know, it's just really attending all your classes. Some weeks, you know, you have to focus more on track. If there's like a big track meet like states, then like I'm lowering down on like how much effort I'm putting into school, and then have more about getting sleep and training and stretching. But, you know, if there's like 5 tests in a week, then I might not get as much sleep that week. It's all about balancing it out. You know what I mean?
So what do you do then when you get yourself like 5 minutes, or you get yourself a little bit of downtime? Is there any hobbies, anything in particular you do to just give yourself a breather?
I wouldn't say a breather, but I mean, other than like looking at my phone like every other kid does, I have a little indoor basketball hoop, like the ones that like you put on the doors.
Yeah.
And I just shoot around while talking to my friends.
Hey, whatever works.
Whatever works.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. So, coach, before we wrap things up here, anything else to add here when it comes to Matt?
Well, you know, he's just all of the accomplishments that I've heard over the last few minutes, I just can't even believe how he's been so successful in academics and sports. And also he's so social. He's so involved in the school community. He attends other athletic events in the school. He's just got great Mamaroneck Tigers spirit. And it's just, it's been an honor. I've told him before to coach him for 5 years. And we're really excited about the spring and what it is he's going to be able to accomplish with his other teammates. It's as Matt said, it's a great group of really hardworking distance runners. And he's very, we were just talking this morning. He's very excited about it. I'm very excited about it. So it's going to be a great season.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. And good luck to you there, Matt, and you, coach, and the team. And also, I just want to say that I am very envious of this pancake eating contest you're going to be heading off to in about 2 seconds there on Lumberjack Day. So you enjoy the heck out of it. But anyway, you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week from Mamaroneck High School's Matthew Doherty. I'm Frankenberry. And please join us again next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.